Back now with Day to Day. Hospitals can be scary, sterile places. So what's wrong with a little art on the walls to humanize the place, make people feel better? Plenty, says British artist Grayson Perry. He wrote an essay for the Times of London criticizing hospital art. And Grayson Perry joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Well, you know, no one's saying that hospital art is high art or even good art. But, you know, what's wrong with a soothing landscape to make people feel better?
I don't know if it does make them feel better. I mean, I think they just use it as a distraction, you know, and an old magazine would do that. For me, you know, one of the great things about art is that it kind of makes us think about being human. And one of my favorite bits of art was actually made for a hospital in the 16th century, which is Grunewald's Crucifixion. It's probably the most gory painting you can ever imagine, you know. And but it was made for a hospital for the kind of the patients to maybe think about their condition and realize that we do have fallible bodies carrying us around.
Well, do we really want to be reminded of that as we're being wheeled into surgery?
Yeah, I think it's quite good to be realistic. I mean, you know, I don't really want to die looking at some kind of placid fishing boat scene or, you know, a soothing, meaningless abstract.
So you'd rather look at a Francis Bacon as you're
Yeah, why
dying?
Not look at a bit of really good art before I pass away and
But for people who are not at death's door and perhaps are feeling a little freaked out about being in a hospital, you know, maybe a nice watercolor could calm them a bit and not make them dread the whole process.
As an artist, you know, I object to some of the uses art gets put to. You know, often politicians want to use art to kind of improve neighborhoods and stuff like that. I think in hospitals, they kind of use it like it's got two reasons. One is to kind of it's kind of like a nursery mobile. And the other reason is that it kind of makes the hospital look a little bit more upscale. I think art is now part of the sort of vocabulary of kind of interior fittings that give a place a kind of cared for aspect. I think, why do we have to have lowest common denominator art in hospitals? You know, I think intelligent people, you know, get broken legs as well.
What about all these scientific studies that say that art does indeed have curative
Yeah, I wonder
properties.
Who the scientific studies are commissioned by. You know, probably the same people that commission the art to put up in hospitals.
So what is art for then, in your opinion?
Nothing. The only reason to make art is because somebody wants to make it. And the only moral benefits of art are usually afforded to the people that make it, not the people that look at it.
But you're an artist. You do want people to take something away from your art, don't you?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Preferably a catalogue.
Spoken like a true artist.
Yeah.
Grayson Perry, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
That's British artist Grayson Perry. He won the 2003 Turner Prize.